let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. To put one's traveled life into proper perspective can be like teetering on the edge of history. For Al Davis, the author of Beyond the Mountains and Across the Seas, over 50 years of romanticizing travel, he was totally ensconced in parts of the events that became monumental worldwide. The history became real for Hal due to his employment with the United States Secret Service, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Tennessee State Trooper, Naval Criminal Investigative Service, and career Marine, allowing him to be in some historical places, meeting with foreign heads of state, the royals, other famous people from many countries, truly remarkable. Hal is a distinguished U.S. Marine retired with a career that spanned 22 years. In his heart, service is for a lifetime. He grew up in Knoxville, Tennessee, and life back then, never easy. Deprived of all the good things that a childhood normally brings, he remained steadfast in reaching his goals. He became a Tennessee State Trooper, FBI Special Investigator, United States Secret Service agents to two U.S. presidents, Nixon and Ford, and a Marine and Naval Criminal Investigator. Al is currently serving as a Knox County Sheriff's Deputy. He's had a fulfilling 53-year career. But more than that, Al is a loving husband to Susan, a father hero to Allison, who's now their guardian angel in heaven. He's also the author of a book we've talked about in the program, From an Outhouse to the White House, and then some. Here to talk about Beyond the Mountains and Across the Seas, over 50 years of romanticizing travel, Hal Davis, back with us on the program. Hal, it is a pleasure. Welcome back to This Week in America.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon.
What an interesting book with all of these pictures, all of these stories, and you talk about romanticizing travel. That helps when you visit romantic places. How many romantic places have you been to? It looks like quite a few from judging from the book.
Well, you have to start off with Paris and then things like, or places rather, like Casablanca, Rome and the Amalfi Coast, things like that. They just kind of sing romanticizing everything that goes on there. It's just a way of life for those people, and I just loved it.
Well, and it shows in the pictures and the book that you put together, and it's interesting because for so many of us, we only can dream about places like that, and to actually see them in your book and the way they're presented is really so interesting, and it's almost like we're there with you as you're going on these travels. So many different cities, so many different job responsibilities as you were on the road. What was the most impactful visit abroad that you can remember?
I'm sorry, what was that key word again?
Yeah, what was the most impactful visit abroad? You were so many very important circumstances when you were there. What was the most impactful for you?
Probably the meeting with Golda Meir at the time, the Israeli leader, and that was an eye-opener, to say the least, with all of her security and then our security. And it hits home, you're really involving yourself in some historical events.
Yeah, you sort of look around and you sense, wow, this is me. I'm here in this actual moment of history. Our guest on the program, back with us once again, is Hal Davis. His book is Beyond the Mountains and Across the Seas, Over 50 Years of Romanticizing Travel. You'll find the book at the usual places. I'll send you to stratton-press.com. We can learn from you the way you travel. You were during that period, especially a professional traveler almost. What are some of the things you usually do when you land in a specific country?
Well, the first thing I do is I make sure I have all of my contacts in order, the American embassy, of course, and consulates and the embassy. And through that, I get some really good information about what's going on at that particular time. And I go with that until I get sidetracked and go in a different direction, and it always ends up romanticizing everything. You're with people that are taking you to events and parties and things, and it's just kind of something that I was not used to ever.
Well, and you share that with the reader in Hal's book, Beyond the Mountains and Across the Seas, Over 50 Years of Romanticizing Travel. I noticed that you pay tribute to fallen heroes by visiting several cemeteries. How do you feel when you go to the tombs and offer flowers. What's that like? It's sort of a ritual as you go into to new countries. What's that like for you?
I just become part of it. World War One and the, for example, the Ain Marne and the Meuse Argonne cemeteries, they are immaculate. It's all ran by and maintained by Americans. It's American soil in other countries, France in particular. And you just are amazed at things that happened. Like, I was there just as a tourist, and I was singled out to raise the American flag over the Meuse Argonne at 8 o'clock one morning, and I was kind of outer body experience.
Oh yes,
maybe 15,000 people there, and here I am raising the flag. I've got some great pictures of that as well.
The book is so meaningful on so many levels, and again, I keep coming back to, you traveled, you know how to do this. We all make mistakes of like overpacking, not taking the right thing. We get there and we go, I wish I would have packed this. Is there something that you can't travel without, that for Hal, when you were going to hit the road, I have to have this packed?
Well, the only thing I worry about is communication. If you in the language, it helps to know the language, obviously, but if you aren't connected in some way prior to going, you're going to run into a lot of difficulties. You just can't get around or find anyone, so you have to do your homework before you leave.
Hal Davis, our guest, his book, Beyond the Mountains, Across the Seas, Over 50 Years of Romanticizing Travel. Information you can order at stratton-press.com. Of course, a book available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, you can link on and get all of the information. I hate to ask just one, but I'll ask about one country. If there are several, then please share those that really touched you in a way different maybe than some of the others that you would like to visit again, maybe some place that you're planning on going back to soon. Were there places like that, a special place like that, that, boy, this is meaningful, I would like to come back here?
Well, first and foremost is the south of Spain, Andalusia, and the areas that contain the British Crown Colony of Gibraltar. It is one of the most amazing places I've ever been. I've even had a rock ape set on my shoulders when everyone said they will eat you alive, but I managed to survive that. But Spain and its traditions are amazing. They still maintain the old world traditions. I've gone to many bullfights. I've seen the greatest matador ever, El Cordobez. I've managed to talk to some of these people, and it really makes it all come together when you can get involved.
It sort of makes it a small world, doesn't it, when you're able to share stories like that and customs and friendships with people around the world. We talk about romanticizing. It's in the title of the book, the subtitle. How about the other end of that? Maybe horror stories or disgusting appearances that you had as a traveler.
Well, there's always been the possibility of demonstrations and the like. I was in Rome at one time, and they were demonstrating against the war in Vietnam, and also other local concerns that people were bringing up, and lots of demonstrations and lots of damage that we're experiencing sort of like here in America now. And it really put a damper on things, but I managed to fight my way into the embassy and got with my buddies, the Marines, and they tucked my wife and I inside. And, you just go with what you can, and I knew where to escape to, and it all came out well that time.
Nice when you can fall back on the Marines to help you through those difficult situations.
Absolutely.
Like that, isn't it?
You
know that I can put my trust in the U.S. Marine Corps. The other side
That's
of that,
right.
Too, you know, we look at those that favorably stand out in your mind, those sort of horror stories, disgusting stories. Anything weird that you witnessed in traveling in those capacities?
I was in London late at night, and we were walking around what we thought was the downtown, you know, the area around the Thames. And we always kept the London Bridge, not the London Bridge, but the Tower Bridge, in sight, so we knew where we exactly we were. And before I knew it, we were like involved in Jack the Ripper down alleys and everywhere else.
Wow!
But what was the best part was almost every street corner had a bobby.
That is interesting.
So every
they were
corner down
those.
There, and you knew then. Well, we're not near as bad off as we thought we were, but we kept things pretty close to vest after that. We didn't wander around too much.
Sort of a wake up call as you're there, and it's like, okay,
exactly.
It may look different than what it actually is, so we need to be cautious. Or maybe bring a Marine officer with us as we're doing this, walking around the next time.
For
always good to have a Marine around. Hal Davis, a retired U.S. Marine, among so many other titles, our guest on the program. His book, Beyond the Mountains and Across the Seas, over 50 years of romanticizing travel. Is it difficult to say who the most friendly people are, the ones that the friendliest that you come across?
Probably outside Paris, I see more, or I saw more American flags than I've seen in my own homeland. And those people are still so very thankful what America did for them, not only in World War One but World War Two, saving the country from the Germans, the Nazis. And you can go anywhere, and they will just bring you into their home, and they will feed you, they will put you up. I've had many experiences like that.
Do you have travel advice for, I will say, young people, maybe people just out of college that want to take a year or so to collect themselves, explore a little bit before they get into the business world, or people recently retired who've always thought about travel and explore the world? Any advice to them?
Yes, sir. They got to really do their homework. They've got to know what their let's say an out clause, if they do get into some situation that they can't communicate or they can't find their way back, they've got to know where they are. It's very easy to get lost. It's very easy to get robbed, pickpocketed. You have got to be on your toes.
And there's sort of a complacency, I think, in traveling to other countries where you tend to think you're back in the United States and a couple of phone calls if you get into trouble and everything's going to be worked out. That's not necessarily the case abroad, is it, in many countries?
Oh, not at all. I recall a trip I took going on a motorcycle, had a BMW motorcycle, and I left southern Spain. I went all the way to England and back around Germany and down the coast of France back into Spain, and I was in Calais, and I started looking for my passport, my leave papers, and I couldn't find a bit. Before I knew it, I was up against a wall with some machine guns pointed at me, thinking that I was a deserter from the military, and I literally talked them into letting me be the British problem. So they put me on the ferry. There was no channel. So they put me on the ferry and said, "That's a good idea. We'll let the British worry about you." Then when I get to Dover, they said, "No problems, bloke." And they took care of me, and it was all good.
Well, it worked out well. It's just that you get in those circumstances sometimes. I can remember being on a beach in Mexico and all of a sudden these armed troopers, military with weapons are walking by. And I'm thinking, okay, you have to remember this ain't America anymore. You really need to act a little bit differently and have some, as you say, escape routes in the back of your mind, some out things that you can do if things get difficult. The book is...
You've got to be prepared.
Be prepared. There we go. Have to be prepared. Hal Davis, our guest. The book is Beyond the Mountains and Across the Seas, over 50 years of romanticizing travel. A few minutes left in the program. We've got some pictures here that we're going to use. The video portion of the program is on YouTube. Go to thisweekinamerica.us, click on videos, and you'll see it there. Four pictures, a couple minutes left in the program, but this gives us sort of a flavor of what you're talking about in your book. First one, and I mentioned working for the White House, you're conducting a briefing at the White House. What are we seeing in this picture?
Well, back in the day, this was in the 70s, one of us was picked to, and I did a lot of briefing of the press or visitors, and I gave them pretty much, this is how things work here. If you don't abide by those rules, we will escort you out. Unlike today, they argue and fight and carry on at news briefings, and it becomes very difficult. But these people, or those people back then, they were given guidelines, and if they stepped out of line, they were escorted out. So I'm briefing them and telling them, these are the rules, abide by them, or see you later.
In the White House briefing room, an impressive picture. You've got a picture of Big Ben. Talk about that experience in visiting there.
Well, I got to go all the way from one end to the other of the Houses of Parliament. I got to sit in on one of their sessions. And, you know, it really amazed me the different style of government. Everyone speaking at once and shouting down the others. And it became quite comical, actually. And,
yes.
But it was very interesting.
You sort of see that on C-SPAN from time to time. You're flipping through channels.
Yes,
and you
sir.
Stop there because everybody's talking at the same time. And it's that's the way they do it there. I mean, that's one of the pictures. And the pictures tell so many stories in Al's wonderful book, Beyond the Mountains and Across the Seas. The Amalfi Coast, you'd mentioned that before. Talk about the importance that had on your travel.
Well, the Amalfi, starts around Naples and goes along a coastline, very dangerous, curvy, quite high. And we were on a bus one time, and this guy never looked at the road. He was looking back, talking to people. It was as though he was on rails. And I just knew we were going to go launching off the side of one of those cliffs. But you go through, you start out Naples, and you head on down to amazing places all the way to Sorrento. And, you go through Positano and then on down to Sorrento. And that pretty much encompasses the Amalfi Coast. And it is absolutely breathtaking. You've got the island of Capri. And I've been out there, and it's just amazingly beautiful. Something like you've never seen.
And another picture, Shanghai. Talk about that and... you sort of feel like you're traveling the world as you're reading Hal's book. We've talked about some interesting places from the United States all across the world. How about Shanghai, the experiences there?
Well, I took 2 years ago, my wife and I, Susan, we flew to Beijing and, did all those things there and went to the Terracotta Soldiers and Xi'an and on. And then we took a yacht down through the Three Gorges and then the Three Gorges Dam, which is so massive, on our way to Shanghai. When we get to Shanghai, I was just struck at how it had changed from when I was there back in the 60s to what it is now. You get downtown or right on what's called the Bund. It's a huge walkway that you walk along the river and you look across and there's this new Shanghai. They have a building there. It's the Shanghai Tower is over 2,000 feet and it's the second highest building in the world. And they have four or five that are pretty close to that. And it is one of the most amazing views of progress and commerce that I've ever seen. They are really moving.
So full of memories for Hal, and as we look at that, so many stories, and it's a book you can go back to from time to time and look at pictures and maybe make some travel plans once we're able to get out and travel once again. The book is Beyond the Mountains and Across the Seas, Over 50 Years of Romanticizing Travel. Hal Davis back with us on the program. His other book is From an Outhouse to the White House and Then Some. You'll find both of these books at stratton-press.com. Of course, Amazon, the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll link you up to all of those. Hal, it has been a pleasure. What has this been like for you? I'm going to take a minute or so here at the end of the program. And going back through the memories, as you go back through the book, we ask you to pick out some pictures that we could talk about on the air. This has to be almost a pinch-yourself moment, isn't it, as you go back and realize, I actually went to all those places.
You know, the thought comes to mind, remembering is to live again. And yes, that's exactly how I feel. I've just become almost overwhelmed at reliving through the photos that I've taken.
So many stories. Every photo's got a story. Every photo could probably be 3-4 chapters in a book. You're such a gifted author. I mentioned the two books that you've done, this one and the one we talked about before, From an Outhouse to the White House, and then some. What are you working on now?
Well, that's a good question. I've been racking my brain trying to figure out what's next. There's so many topics I could cover, but I'm asking people. I'm asking you, Rick, what can I write on next?
Boy, I tell you. You'll look through all that you've been through with the Secret Service to two presidents, Nixon and Ford, Marine, a naval criminal investigator, FBI special investigator, Tennessee State Trooper. I mean, you've got a little bit of everything there. And then just how you got there. I mentioned the humble beginnings that, where you grew up and how you grew up. And you really have been successful in all phases of your life. So let me, I'll come up with my top five ideas for another book, and I'll get those off to you quickly. And we'll ask other people to do the same. But keep writing, then we can keep talking. So please keep the books coming and entertaining us with delightful pictures and stories. Hal, it's a pleasure. Thank you so much once again for being with us on the program.
Listen, this is all entirely my pleasure. You're a real pro, and you helped me through a lot of this. So my hat's off to you, sir.
Well, thank you. Very kind words. And it's your life, and we're just talking about it and sharing it with everybody here, and pictures as well. And Al's book, Beyond the Mountains and Across the Seas, Over 50 Years of Romanticizing Travel. That, along with Al's other book, From an Outhouse to the White House, and then some, both available at stratton-press.com, Amazon, other places. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.